Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 11th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's, you know, it's kind of cooler in the morning. It's not, I mean, up to about noon, it ain't too bad, but then it just gets hot. Hotter than I care for, and goddamn, there ain't no fucking moisture. That's what I mean, this place is going to just, fuck, I don't know what happens if you get no moisture for long enough. I guess the trees would just fall down. We'll find out. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Washington steals over 80% of Syria's oil output per day. No! I won't hear that said about the U.S. of A. God bless the U.S. of A. Oh, man. We'll get into it when we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth pacing lawyer could get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we all know just how goddamn terrible it is and how wrong it is for that Russia has went into the Ukraine and has fucking invaded their country. I mean, that cannot be allowed. The world has to stand up to this shit. You can't just go in and just invade a country. Even though they fucking shot across your border fucking some years back and invaded your country. And there's been a border dispute there for a long fucking time. And we have no ties to Ukraine. Of course, they're going to join NATO. NATO, you know, the NATO, the fucking international corporate mafia. And so they, you know, it's a big fucking deal. I mean, we got to expect a goddamn nuclear war out of it if necessary. But when the United States goes into fucking Syria uninvited, without a declaration of fucking war, and fucking goes and occupies the fucking oil fields of fucking Syria, hey man, what's your fucking problem with that? Don't you know that that's goddamn American soldiers and American mercenaries and Jewish fucking goddamn generals running that fucking show? That's all right. It's all right to invade Syria, just not Ukraine. What the fucking, what's going on here, guys? Sounds like, I mean, this is like a corporate, the mafia, it is the international corporate mafia, and it's so huge that this is like a turf war that we're fucking observing, only the turf is really fucking big turf. Anyway, this is From the Cradle. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Syria oil minister released a statement on 9 August accusing U.S. forces of occupying. We're occupying a country? What the fuck are we doing occupying Syria? Why? For whose fucking benefit? Syria hasn't attacked us. Occupying Syria, U.S. forces, accusing U.S. forces of occupying Syria of being responsible for the theft of most of the country's oil. No! We didn't go there to steal their fucking oil for the fucking Jews. We went there because and brought mercenaries. Well, because there was a civil war thing and we kind of created it. Fucking horse shit!
Just like there for freedom and democracy, Henry. Freedom and democracy.
Yes,
remember
sir.
That.
I will. I will. Keep that in mind. Katie has to remind me that every once in a while. Freedom and democracy and theft of their fucking resources to hand over to our Jewish fucking masters, to those kike motherfuckers over there in fucking Israel. The amount of oil production during the first half of 2022 amounted to some 14.5 million barrels with an average daily production of 80.3 thousand barrels, of which 14.2 thousand are delivered daily to refineries, the oil minister's statement said. The statement went on to say that U.S. occupation, we are occupying another fucking country without any declaration from our Congress. We ain't got a Congress to start with. None of it's real. We don't have a fucking government. There is no constitution. It was all a fucking sham. It's been a sham since the beginning. What you got is corporate mafia over there with corporate goddamn paid mercenaries occupying fucking Syria and stealing their fucking oil for their fucking masters in fucking Jewland.
We do have a corporation.
Yes, we do. I take that back. And we also have a goddamn Bill of Rights that says that we, the people, are the goddamn power and the jurisdictional authority in this country, and we're sitting on our fucking asses and watching it happen. And that's a fact. The statement went on to say U.S. occupation forces and their mercenaries, this is a U.S. Conspiracy theorist. They want to bring that back. They were really pushing that hard there for a day or two. And we just, fucking come on. Conspiracy theory, my fucking ass. Well, see, some conspiracy theories are correct and some conspiracy theories are incorrect. And we'll decide CBS. Well, we can see, you know, CBS, they had one of their conspiracy theories taken down. It's also confusing, guys. U.S. occupation forces and their mercenaries, referring to the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. That's how they go. That's how what they were doing in the Arab Spring. That's how it all started. Sending mercenaries in to fucking start goddamn civil wars in these countries to overthrow their governments. I don't know, democratic elected, fucking, they were just whoever the fucking thugs were that were running it. I mean, it was time to change the old guard and bring in the new guard. But democratic forces, my fucking ass. Democrats, democratic is another word for communism. And we've heard this admitted by the progressives. Progressive is another word for Democrat. Progressive is another word for fucking communist. So the Syrian communist forces we're backing the mercenaries that are Syrian communist forces, and we're occupying a fucking foreign country without a declaration of. Well, we can't have a declaration of war. We'd have to have a Congress for that. There's just a rogue fucking goddamn mafia. It just needs to be taken out, people. It just needs to be destroyed. It's fucking nothing but goddamn misery for everybody it comes in contact with. And just like over there in Africa, you know, you find some oil beneath your feet, you better keep your fucking mouth shut. Or they will be there to help you tomorrow. They'll help you right out of your goddamn oil and send it right over to those fucking kikes over there in fucking Tel Aviv. Okay, the statement went on to say U.S. occupation forces and their mercenaries, referring to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, steal up to 66,000 barrels every single day from the fields occupied in the eastern region, amounting to around 83% of Syria's daily oil production. And see, and Trumpy's the one that did that. He went in, we're going to occupy this right here. It is our oil fields. We just seized their oil for my, because I am the Jewish king. The Jewish king fucking took the fucking Syrian oil for his fucking masters over in goddamn Jewland. According to the minister's data, the Syrian oil sector has incurred losses nearing about $105 billion since the beginning of the war until the middle of this year as a result of the U.S. oil theft campaign. Stealing! I mean, this is goddamn God mafia fucking, I mean, like they're holding up trucks and shit and, you know, and these sanctions and stuff. It's like, I mean, this is goddamn Chicago. This is goddamn Al Capone Chicago on a fucking world basis, plain and simple. Additionally, the statement added that alongside the final losses occurred by the oil sector were losses of life, including 235 martyrs, 46 injured, 112 kidnapped. So we're over there fucking wreaking havoc, breaking fucking every, I mean, violating human rights. It's the United States. It ain't like it's Russia fucking invading the Ukraine. It ain't the same, you see. When we invade someplace and fucking loot it and kill, murder their fucking people and steal their resources, we're doing it for the Jews. God's chosen fucking people. The Khazarian fucking animals. That's what we're doing it for. And that makes it okay.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? The bottom line is, like, the people are never in uproar because it's always fed to us that, oh, we're doing it because this guy's a dictator. I mean, even if you go back, like, when they was down there, I forgot the name of the country. I can't remember. But his name was Arbenet, something like that. But the FBI, the Dulles brothers, basically, and the, United Fruit Company, when they started propagandizing, you know, the American people in the 50s, this guy is a communist, and he going to be a landmark for the communist Russia to get us. And all because this guy, he nationalized their banana fields and gave it back to the people. So the Dulles brothers and the government go down there, coup him, take him out, no uproar about it. And this is what they do. They demonize people. So whenever they start demonizing, you know that guy's actually probably doing something really well for his country.
Well, it's just hard to goddamn tell. I mean, when you know, like I said, we grew up, you and I did, with communism versus capitalism. Capitalism good, communism bad. Absolutely, I fought Vietnam and fucking Korea. You know, you're talking about what 80,000 people, 80,000 men dead. That's what we're fighting over, guys. Over the fucking this international spread of international communism because they hate capitalism. And now we see the goddamn Chinese capitalists. Wait a minute. This is fucking exhausting. Are they capitalists too? What do you mean they're capitalists too? And how, what are they mad at themselves? Do they hate themselves? Do they fight themselves? Or were they all fucking just a bunch of goddamn criminals to begin with? And they just slap in these different handles. I mean, they can take something to goddamn make it mean anything they want. Just like capitalism. You jump on it, man. You start fucking raising hell about it and what the theft of by the 1% from the fucking 99%. The pure fucking theft, just like Dion was talking about there. The theft of the fucking people's resources. The theft of the people's fucking labor. The theft of their fucking lives. And you'll fucking, and then you'll have, that ain't capitalism. That ain't capitalism. That's capitalism we're talking about. We're talking about some other kind of capitalism kind of thing. Horse shit, you lying piece of fucking shit. You've been a part of this all your whole fucking time. You got a fucking business license, you capitalist piece of fucking dog shit. You are one of these cocksuckers that needs to be fucking tried. And then fucking convicted of the fucking treason you have committed against the rest of us in trying to create conglomerates to fucking take away the rights of the individual. You've committed sedition, you have committed treason, and you got a fucking rope coming. And you can call it any fucking thing you want. You bet they're gonna, of course, the goddamn fucking capitalists, which are, I mean, it's all fascist. I mean, a lot of these capitalists, including Mark Carnegie, boy, he backed that goddamn, when they tried that coup back there with Smedley Butler. He backed that. He thought that was, damn that Smadley Butler for not putting fucking fascism in this goddamn country. We're not having fascism, motherfucker. We're not having communism, motherfucker. And the both of you are capitalists, you cock-sucking bastards, because you vultures fucking capitalize on every chance you can to steal from the fucking poor to fatten your fat fucking pocket some more. Got that out of the way. You're all capitalists, you motherfuckers. And we're guaranteed free enterprise, and I will tell you the difference. Free enterprise system is a fucking, free trade with a goddamn currency that has no debt attached to it. So that the fucking Jew doesn't get 95 cents of every fucking dollar that changes hands. Got it? We understand what we're working with here. And we're going to have free enterprise in this goddamn country. Like we were guaranteed. We're going to have everything we were fucking guaranteed. We still got the fucking guarantee, buddy. And it is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of this land. And it belongs to we, the fucking people. And we can enforce it, and we got the goddamn means to do so. So you fucking capitalists can suck my dick. All of you, the communist and the fascist capitalists, you pig-eating son of a bitches. Thanks to Dion. Got my heart rate up. Kidnapped on 10 August, footage filmed by a Russian attack helicopter was released on social media showing a convoy of trucks operated by the United States military. No, it ain't the United States military, and quit calling it that. That's another misnomer, like Democrat, I mean, democracy and all this other fucking bullshit. Amendment. The First, Second, Third Amendment. No, they're not amendments. It's one fucking amendment. It's a body of law made up of fucking 10 articles. Cocksucker. And this U.S. military shit's gonna stop too. You're not U.S. military. You're not operating under the fucking authority of any fucking Congress. And the goddamn, you can't even exist. You can't exist because it would require that fucking Constitution to exist, and it fucking doesn't. Never consented to by the people. Never ratified by the people. You are ruling us by fucking goddamn strong arm goddamn tactics, and that's all. And that shit's gonna fucking stop. Wait till that jungle bus open, you motherfuckers. You're so, I bet you walk around like you're with your chest sticking out, thinking you're fucking something. Put that fucking gun on you. Play with yourself while you're playing with your other gun in the fucking mirror, you sick son of a bitch. But your days are coming. You're fucking day is coming. People only take this shit so long. I mean, everybody's gritted their teeth and said this and said that. Oh, God, if Hillary would have just ran, it wouldn't have made no difference, would it, Mark? Same fucking shit you're getting right now. And what it takes is, I'm going to tell nobody now. This is, we're going to keep this one under our hat. It takes balls! That's what it takes. It takes balls, and it takes a fucking spine, and it takes a goddamn man to fucking stand up and fucking quit polishing that fucking gun and start using that son of a bitch to fucking enforce the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of we the people. Just ratified by we the people, by through our representatives elected by we the people, through our jurisdictional authority on December 15, 1791. That's the fucking problem here. Operate by U.S. military smuggling stolen oil destined for Iraq out of Raqqa. Now, why would they be taking the stolen oil to Iraq? Let's think. Let's put on our thinking hats here. Oh, yeah, that's right. After we have invaded Iraq for absolutely no reason, no fucking justification, committed genocide on them, killed fucking hundreds of thousands of little children, fucking starve their fucking people, and because they had depleted. Wait a minute, damn it, Colin Powell. They didn't have no goddamn fucking yellow cake uranium. Only thing they really had was goddamn sarin gas with USA on the side of it, right? So then the invasion was proven to be a fucking goddamn. Hey man, you stopped that right in its tracks, didn't you? When you found out there was no depleted uranium, you stopped killing those people, didn't you? No, you fucking didn't, because you know why? Because there was a reason for invading fucking Iraq. So they could run the fucking oil lines, so they could steal Iraq's fucking oil and send it to their Jewish fucking masters down in Tel Aviv and down in Haifa and down in fucking goddamn Israel. And you, everybody fucking knows it. So this is why it's being fucking tank, run by tanker. They're probably building another goddamn, another fucking oil line, but it's going to be kind of hard. They're with the goddamn Syrians. They're not going to like them building the fucking, you ain't whipped them yet. You couldn't whip them. Boy, every day, remember they say, oh, he's gone. That Assad, he's gone. Oh, Assad's got, had some fucking hanging power. Because he had his people behind him, because his people fucking elected him. And the United States snakes, mother fucking corporation, hired fucking mercenaries to go into their country and fucking, and to start a fucking, civil war that wasn't a civil war, because it was foreigners that fucking came in and started the fucking war. The people of Syria had no problem with one another. It was the United Snakes and its goddamn fucking mercenaries that started that war. So, but at any rate, it'd be a little tough because you didn't kick their ass, because the Russians did step in and help them just a bit. Which doesn't bother me a bit. The Russians are gone now. I don't care. I really fucking don't care, except for the fact that this is a fucking mafia working on a large scale. And just like these sanctions, they don't hurt. You think that Vladimir Putin is being hurt in any way by these fucking sanctions that are the poorest people in our country are killing? It's killing us. It's fucking killing us. The price of gas, the price of everything. Who really pays for these fucking sanctions, guys? Me and you do. How is this hurt? How is me paying fucking $5 a gallon for fucking gas hurting Vladimir Putin? How? You don't think Russia has every fucking goddamn resource they fucking want? We've given it to them. We did. That's what World War II was fought for, their greatest generation, if there's any of you listening. That's what you fought for, was to preserve the international communism. To make sure that this day that I'm sitting here telling you this, it came to be. You fought for communism. And right now, this fucking, we should not have our fucking nose in fucking, in the fucking Ukraine. We should fucking just turn, unbelievable. No excuse. It's just like that fucking goddamn yellow cake uranium. It's bullshit that we're there. We have no more business to go in there. Well, the Russians, you know, they came over and they shot a few rounds and they gave some equipment to the goddamn Syrians who had been invaded. But you did see, they were invited. They were invited in. Well, so what you could say, the Ukrainians have invited. Wait a minute. But we already had prior fucking connections to Ukraine. What was that? Oh, they had the Biden crime family. Who, where are the people of Ukraine actually wanting this shit? Or is there a handful of fucking mafiosa with the fucking big guy at the top and Hunter Biden running the fucking show, wielding billions of our fucking dollars to force this goddamn war on the people of fucking Ukraine, who I gotta believe would just like to be left the fuck alone? Who'd like to harvest their fucking wheat and take their own fucking resources and live a fucking life without goddamn death and fucking killing of these maniacs, of these miserable Zionist pig shit eating fucking scum? That's just my thought on it. Recently, the U.S. Army, which currently occupies northeast Syria. Why are we occupying northeast Syria? Answer up now, son of a bitch. Get the fuck out of there. This is an American national. I'm an individual, free, sovereign American national. I am the authority in this fucking country. I want to know what the fuck you are doing in Syria. Get the fuck out of there now. Mind your own fucking business. Them fucking kikes have been, I mean, goddamn, you want to invade someplace. Them kikes fucking, they fly across that fucking border undeclared. I mean, they talk about all these goddamn rules of engagement, all this, what the hell was it? The Geneva Convention. No cluster bombs, unless you're a fucking kite bombing the fucking Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Then you can use cluster bombs on little kids. You can use daisy cutters. Blow up. They shoot a bottle rocket that'll put a fucking about 6-inch hole in a sidewalk. You can fucking hit them with a goddamn daisy cutter that'll fucking blow up 2 or 3 fucking blocks and level buildings. See, that's fair. That's because they're the chosen people. That's because they're the king sitting there in his own shit with that cardinal's goddamn hand on their arm. You stupid fucking people. Anybody that fucking falls for, anybody that continues to fall for this shit, you're just fucking dog. You're gonna fucking pay. The world is sick of this fucking shit. And sometimes even people who hate fucking violence will fucking resort to violence to restore the fucking peace, and that's what needs to fucking happen. We need to grow some goddamn balls, we need to grow some goddamn spines, and we need to take these motherfuckers out on an international basis. I mean, kill every fucking one of them. No more monarchs. No more corporations. You want to form a business partnership, you will do so under the fucking common law in this goddamn country. And you will not operate outside this fucking country to the detriment of this fucking country. You'll sell no part of this fucking country to a fucking foreigner because you do not have the authority unless you want to try and take every motherfucking United States national to the goddamn common law court and take their little part of that fucking goddamn land. Because the land fucking stays forever. People come and go. But the land stays fucking American. It stays a part of the American National's fucking goddamn sovereign country, you son of a bitches. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your break. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Tiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Tiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was the Outlaw Orchestra with See You in Hell. And that's where it's heading. I mean, people are going to fight. You're going to fight. They ain't never going to fucking stop you. As for the rest of you cocksuckers, we'll see you in hell. I mean, you fucking betrayal, you don't think that gets you to, I mean, whether you're a believer or not, if you're one of these believers, think that you're going to betray us, because you're going to try and push a theocracy or any kind of shit, see you in hell. We'll play this game again. Oh, let's see what we have here. IRS is hiring new employees, including armed and fit federal agents willing to do deadly force. Well, just give me a second here. I'm shaking. I got to stop shaking. Oh, there, I took care of it. Okay. Update. IRS pulled this job post, I guess. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. They will shoot and kill you over $1,500 in taxes. We will shoot and kill you over fucking knocking on the door. But the Bidens and Pelosis and every other uniparty crook will never be touched. Not by them, but they will by us. The Democrats passed a new $700+ billion spending bill this month during a recession with inflation at 9.1%. What's your fuck? Is there some surprise here? I mean, is this supposed to shock me? Wait a minute. I'm shaking again. Maybe that's better. The IRS is looking for new agents, including armed and fit federal tax agents who are willing to use deadly force. Well, you're going to need somebody. It's not using the deadly force. Are you ready to take on the deadly force? Are you ready to get shot in your fucking face? Because you think it's just a one-way fucking street? You think that's what war is? You think war is one bunch just gets out there unarmed and the other bunch just, you know, an execution? That ain't how it fucking works, boys and girls. Are you willing to fucking die for a paycheck? The duties also include, quote, willing and able participants in arrest, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. You don't know how fucking dangerous. You're going to run into you fucking do it. You're going to IRS is an unlawful mother fucking goddamn creation of the fucking unlawful fucking goddamn corporation, period. They have no jurisdictional authority over the fucking people, and they come on. It's just like the guns. I'm sick of listening to your fucking mouths. It's just like the fucking guns. Come do it. You can talk up a goddamn blue streak, but you fucking can't do shit, can you? Because you know what'll happen. Send, I don't, how many, let's see, 87,000? We'll send 300,000 and wipe their fucking ass out. Write it on the first 87,000. They ain't going to fucking want to work for you very long. It just ain't going to be fucking worth it. I guarantee fucking to you.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Clarify something for me.
Sure.
Are they hiring 87,000 more, or are they hiring up to 87,000?
87,000 new IRS employees to harass. Yep. That was the next sentence. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS employees to harass and abuse working Americans and their political opponents. The IRS is looking for new agents, including armed and fit federal tax agents who are willing to use deadly force. The duties also include willing and able to participate in arrest executions of search warrants. Ooh, don't it sound exciting? And other dangerous words. Come on. Come find out what that danger is really all about. You son of a bitches, unleash the jungle. Please unleash the jungle. There are 300 openings nationwide as listed on usajobs.gov. The expected salary is 50 to 70, 50 and then a comma, and then $50,704 to $89,636 per year. Hell, that ain't even upper middle class. That ain't even middle class. Is that what we're dying for? Huh? 50 grand for a fucking bullet through your fucking head? Well, I better make sure you put it all in the bank for your kids. It'll last them about, in this economy, about a year. Not even a year, if they really skimp. It might make a year. More from IRS. Who are we? Criminal investigation. You know, you're not. You're a goddamn unlawful fucking agency operating under an unlawful fucking goddamn corporation created in violation of the highest law of this fucking land, Article 10 of the unalienable, unchangeable, ratified law, ratified by we the people with our jurisdictional authority of December 15th, 1781, 91. Sorry about that. Got kind of tongue-tied there, didn't I? To serve the American public. Oh, I'm not shaking. Oh, yeah, I am shaking a little bit. Okay. I got to do this again. Is that really, Criminal investigation is the law enforcement branch of the IRS. In turn of you fucking punk bitch cocksuckers is what you are. And you have no jurisdictional authority on this goddamn land. And the very fact that you exist is a fucking crime. You are goddamn fucking, you are fucking enemy fucking combatants by definition of the fucking law of the United States of these Americas. You motherfuckers, you would think you could take away the Bill of Rights, you can take away the due process of the fucking law. You can come and take what you fucking want from us as a government agency. You really think so? No, you fucking can't. And you're about to find out fucking $50,000, that's a lot of money, guys. 50 grand, man, and all you got to do is go face some son of a bitch that you're getting ready to take his fucking home that's been in his family for 100 years. And he's got enough fucking guns to fucking shoot up half the fucking county. Go ahead! Please! Let's get this going, shall we?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
It's 50 grand plus whatever percentage they get from everything that they steal.
Well, I don't know. You'd have to weigh the lead that went through their head. And see, that's what they're getting. They come from fucking my house. I ain't got nothing else but lead. Our mission is to serve the American public by investigating potential criminal violations of the Internal Revenue Code. Not only was your fucking Constitution not ratified, this fucking Internal Revenue Code is fucking, you cannot fucking do it. That is a direct violation of the 9th Article of the People's fucking Law of December 15, 1791. Unalienable! That means we can shoot your fucking ass down if you try it. You should have never been able to do it. And why people have allowed it for so long is because a bunch of fucking pussies. Well, we got to stop being pussies because now they're going to go get 87,000 more. So that's 80,000, so 87,000 rounds. I mean, goddamn, you're starting to talk some real money here. You know how much it costs? We're getting around $3 or $4 a fucking round, man. 87,000. I'll tell you what, you put it to these motherfuckers. They do this and they bring these fuckers to your door. You blow their mother. You come out even like a goddamn savage out of hell. You rip them to fucking pieces. You chase them up down the fucking road. You fucking chase them until you catch them and then you kill them. Right where you fucking find them. Kill every goddamn one of them. Because they are fucking criminals. They have no jurisdictional authority over you. They are acting as a fucking rogue, fucking invasion fucking force, trying to take what doesn't belong to them without due process of the fucking law, as described in the fucking Bill of Rights. None of them could do it. I don't care if you're an IRS agent. You're Bob fucking Furley here in the goddamn fucking common law court, and it's me and you, Bob. See if you have the jurisdictional authority to take what belongs to me. Because I guarantee you fucking don't. And I can prove it quite easily to those 12 fucking whores or those 12 fucking ditch diggers real quick. And they're going to be happy to hear it themselves. They'll probably be happy enough to fucking hang your ass outside the fucking courtroom. Crimes in matters that fosters confidence in the tax system. excuse me. And compliance with the law. Confidence in the, oh Jesus. These fucking people these are those old fuckers though. They think they can, you know, they think you write something like that and everybody's gonna fucking, their asshole's gonna tighten up. Oh shit. Oh, 87,000 ain't nothing. 87,000 fucking we wipe out, fucking nothing. You're coming after a couple of billion, I mean a couple of million, 100 million fucking people, motherfuckers, loaded for fucking bear. Send your 87,000. We'll send them back to you in fucking goddamn glad bags. They are fucking criminals, and they will be prosecuted. They have no jurisdictional authority. Go ahead, sorry.
Sorry about that. Hey, you know what? You know what they're going to do? This is just my little foresight, but what they probably will do, they probably just, you know, go kill somebody, then, you know, just pose it up like a Ruby Ridge or something like that and have the rest of the sheep just scared. Then when they start coming to people's homes, well, you owe us this, they're just going to give it away. But people like us who know the truth, who know this is just, they don't supposed to even exist and a violation of our rights, we're going to give them hell and send them there.
You're goddamn right. And I mean, like Randy Weaver, I ain't running back up the hill after shoot my kid. And I ain't going to fucking just sit there and not fire a shot after you blow the head off my old lady. You motherfuckers, you'll get everything I got until I draw my last goddamn breath or you draw yours. Plain and fucking simple. You have no jurisdictional authority. You know you have no jurisdictional authority. You are goddamn armed fucking robbers. You are fucking goddamn criminals. By definition of the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, the jurisdictional authority of we the people will blow your fucking heads off. Go ahead and sign up for it. Sign up for it. I mean, go and get your casket fucking goddamn measured while you're at it, you son of a bitch. Come on at us, enemy fucking. I mean, this is the army they're going to send because what would happen to the one you're going to send to get our guns? Where are all these fucking armies you got? Why you're over there in fucking Ukraine? Why you're all in 190 countries around the world? Why you're occupying a third of Syria and stealing their fucking oil? Where's your goddamn manpower? I don't think you have any. I think you're all fucking mouth. You fucking punk bitch. And we're fucking, I'm telling you, for us allowing this, guys, this is an embarrassment. This will be an embarrassment on our country for fucking years and years and years and generations to come. What's going on right now will be an embarrassment. We have it right in our fucking hands. We have the law. And we have the absolute goddamn right to enforce it. In fact, it is our duty to enforce it. And we're not doing it. And we have the goddamn numbers to wipe their fucking ass out. Never in the history of the goddamn world has there been such a situation. I mean, goddamn, points in history, people would have fucking, God, to have your enemy that outnumbered and to have a good, solid fucking goddamn high ground that you're attacking from, you're the good guys. They ain't going to get nobody to come against you. Who's going to come to America to fight against freedom and liberty? Think about it. You've got it all. I mean, nobody's ever, and you got the fucking guns. You have the African ammunition. You have everything you need to destroy these motherfuckers, and you're not doing it. People are going to go, I mean, I would like to be a fly on the wall like about 100 years from now just to see how they explain this shit. The people were, well, they were being drugged. They were spraying them with things. Yeah, they spray me with it too. They spray me from them fucking planes. I drink the plastic from the plastic, everything. Didn't make my fucking balls go away. How come I made, no excuses are going to work. It's going to come down to, well, they just kind of turned into a bunch of pussies because they had some big scraps thrown at them. And then they wallowed up into them scraps and made themselves a little feathered place where they could go a couple hours a day and not be too afraid because anything can happen. But I mean, not be too afraid in their little comfort zone. And they were a bunch of fucking cunts. They were such cunts that they actually watched the fucking enemy raped their fucking children before the men got past them because they were in the, not only were they fucking cowards and fucking scumbags, but they were in the fucking way. They need to get the fuck out of the way. Lead, follow, or get the fuck out of the way. And they're not doing none of the above. They're staying in the fucking way because they want the status quo to stay. They really don't like that goddamn Bill of Rights as much as they claim they do. Because it doesn't allow them to dictate. It doesn't allow them to say, I am smarter than you. I read this book, and the law in this book's what the law that's going to fucking, you're going to obey. Even though the obedience of this, the disobedience to this law harms no one. There is no victim. This is just how I want you to live, because this is what I believe. Boom! You're going to be in the fucking ground, and every year maybe we'll have pissing day where we go out and we piss on all the graves of you fucking trees and son of a bitches that stood in the way, that held things up for 30 fucking years, 40 years now. Held things up for 40 fucking years while you were fucking going along to get along, packing your fucking pockets, and having the things you fucking wanted, not giving a shit about the guy next to you, selling your brother's fucking rights. Well, that's, you'll get what you got coming to you, I suppose. Okay, now who are we? Oh, here we go. Criminal Investigation CI, that was it, that was where we were. Internal Revenue Code and related financial crimes in a manner that fosters confidence in the tax system. That was it. And compliance with the law. As a special agent, you will combine your accounting skills with law enforcement skills to investigate financial crimes. Special agents and duly sworn law enforcement officers who are trained to, quote, follow the money, no matter what the source, all income earned, both legal and illegal, has the potential of becoming involved in crimes which fall within the investigative jurisdiction of the IRS. I mean, you're sitting here talking about this, and we know what fucking Biden's doing over there in the Ukraine, right? I mean, they're over there fucking, they're looting this fucking place. Hundreds of millions of dollars every fucking week. $1 billion, $2 billion, $3 billion. And they're sitting over there at a big round table. You can't go in Ukraine. Ukraine's in, it's in the world war. It is the world war with Russia. That's it. And they're sitting at a fucking table sipping martinis, both sides. You got Putin down at one end. You got shitty pants down at the other end and all the little cocksuckers in between. What you're seeing here, people, just like this last article we talked about, you know, stealing the Syrians' oil. This is just turf wars. This is mafiosa at the fucking highest degree it could be become. You know, it didn't just, mafiosa shit didn't just disappear from the United States. That's what they tried to act like. Oh, the mafia's gone. The mafia put INC behind their names and went international. And now through corporation are claiming to be your rulers, the ruling class. We got more guns than you do. We're going to blast your ass. I mean, people who are criminal investigation. Hunter Biden, he got investigated for that fucking money over there in the Ukraine, right? For the money he took for working for as an advisory for that energy company when he had no experience. For the loans from the Chinese, by the way. Fucking Pelosi, I think her and her son went over there the other day, and he made about 30%, raised his stock about 30%, just riding over there with mommy to China, where they said they would shoot her out of the air. You send that Pelosi. I said, she's a very good friend of Chinese people. Chinese people love Pelosi. Yeah.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Now I guess we realize, I see why they bought almost those 700,000 rounds in ammo for the IRS.
Well, hell yeah.
If they're going to use
it. Well, no, they want to, Dion. Now, this is the whole fucking deal here, buddy. They want to take our guns. They got a big goddamn list, fucking big as Superman's wallet, of things they want. But the goddamn thing is, I mean, you're going to have to, you're coming up against the largest army on the planet. There's no fucking debate about that. And a good portion of the fucking United Nations army that we've been providing and providing the training for, like the pilots, the higher training, you know, people who could lead a fucking brigade, could lead a fucking regiment. I mean, these people are walking away from this fucking high hill fucking fucking United Nations fucking queer army. I mean, I see little things on, you know, when they're making these new fucking things, I cannot watch. I usually make about maybe 3 or 4 minutes of the, because I, when these new ones, I want to see how long it takes before I see a fucking homosexual, or I see a fucking goddamn transvestite, or I see a fucking 110-pound woman knock the fuck out of a 300-pound man. That's what I'm looking for. And usually, man, I'm 3 or 4 minutes, maybe. This is the new, this is all they're putting out. And they're trying to, trying to convince these little sawed up, these women. I mean, they're 4 foot fucking nothing. And boy, have they got a fucking attitude. And then to say in the same instance, you got the goddamn, the fucking faggots. I mean, you're sitting there, these two guys are supposed to be, yeah, I'm John, I'm Ralph, And then you fucking nasty bastards fucking do something. So, and it is porn. It is fag porn. They fucking just, in a, they'll do it in a second. They'll go from one frame, the next frame, you know, here's two fucking fags. And too fast you can turn it off, but still they, to get it in. They what are you thinking, you fucking sickle son of a bitches? People are turning it off. Everybody I know, if I can see any of that shit anymore, it goes, the fucking TV goes straight off. There ain't nothing to watch anymore. But they still, I mean, I think they, there was some fucking one that was a big bastard and they fucking, they threw a fucking fag thing into it. And it, people stopped fucking watching it. So they went and they removed the fag thing so that people would watch it again. People, you've got your fucking fags and your fucking queers, your little 12 or 14 fucking percent. If that, I don't even think there's that many. It might be 4%, 5%. Think about it. Of your fags and your fucking queers and your fucking goddamn, your sickoid son of a bitch and goddamn Khazar dick-licking bastards. You've got that many. I mean, you've got them. Big fucking deal. The fucking wells run dry. Everybody else is disgusted. Everybody else wants to bury the motherfuckers. People fucking walking away from the fucking military because the fucking, they ain't gonna serve in high hills. Hey, I'm a fucking man. That's the reason I thought I was joining an American goddamn force to protect the fucking Constitution. The Constitution that never fucking existed. But freedom and liberty, you know. Yeah, man, that's what really makes you when you're young in your heart. I will die for freedom and liberty of my people and for America. And you found out you were fucking dying for fucking Jew oil. So that they could fucking steal oil and give it to the dirt Jewish, Khazarian, nasty, phallus worshiping motherfuckers, man. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn the rest of the world into what that phallus worshiping fucking hellhole was when they brought the three religions in to start with. Completely devoid of fucking any morality whatsoever fucking ever. If it's filthy, if it's nasty, make Sodom and Gomorrah look like a fucking goddamn church social. I mean, that's what they want for this fucking world because people like that are easily controlled. Go ahead.
They want the global homo.
You're goddamn right. But that's cool. Bring these high heel motherfuckers on. This is who's going to whip our asses? Okay. Get them here. Hey, maybe some of them go sign up to be IRS agents. And they can fucking wear their, and of course, that would be out here in civilian world, what they call civilian world, what is truly the fucking American Nationals' goddamn land. But they'll be out here where they can maybe even wear them fucking high heels to your fucking house. A dude walk up, they say, imagine a dude walking up in the high heels and says, I'm here to take your property. And he's got a pistol. And he goes for that. Boom! Oh, I forgot to tell you, I fucking played drums for 20 fucking years. My hands are like grease fucking light now. I just blew your fucking head off before you could think. Before you could think the thought. And I know about the 25-step rule. You fucking cocksuckers, you ain't getting out of here without fucking some of you dying. Make sure you understand that, you cunt son of a bitches. And if every fucking American national takes that fucking stance, I'm killing some of them. And hey, you kill enough of them, you get to get out. You get loose and go kill some more. And then you can join it with some other people that have done the same because when they try this, see, they'll try to dabble around and do it. You know, do it like Dion was talking earlier. Get some easy fucking soft targets and fucking really do some terror. Just like the cocksucker that was fucking with for the King George. he was going to go just terrorize the fucking, just a few of the people, and the rest of the people were just going to just hand in their fucking guns. Well, didn't work that way then. It ain't going to work that way now. People are already fucking frying ass pissed. And all you're going to do is make it so that the people from the jungle aren't going to wait for you to come to their house. They're going to come hunting your ass. They're going to come hunting your fucking ass. And you're going to be hunted for $50,000, and we're going to blow you out of your fucking high heels, you cocksuckers. Plain and simple. Anyway, that's enough raving for one day. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And keep it in your mind, you know. This is a fucking mafia. This is not, there's nothing legitimate about it nationwide. Nope. There is no country that's fucking legit. None of this is fucking legit. This is just fucking bullies with fucking guns and that have stolen enough fucking goddamn, resource from the countries around this world to turn those resources around and hire fucking, I guess fags in high heels. I mean, who's gonna take that fucking job? Well, get them together and we'll see how that works out for you. And that is The Word from the Trenches.